The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, developer of Longevity's line of nutritional supplements. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis, but it needs the raw materials to do its work, the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. We're here to help you understand how to do just that, how to use nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity. We're taking your calls, as we always do, at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or toll-free, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Welcome aboard. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to be here. We're going to cover some interesting topics, and I've collected a couple of interesting articles that I want to talk about. First of all, headline, No Scientific Evidence, Diet Supplements Slow Aging. Apparently, CNN.com doesn't feel like dietary supplements have a positive, beneficial effect on the aging process. Well, my friends, this is the first shot across the bow. This is the beginnings of a campaign that is going to ultimately lead to regulation of our ability to use nutritional supplements, our ability to purchase nutritional supplements, and I urge you all to not fall for it. I cannot understand how an operation like CNN and CNN.com can possibly say there is no scientific evidence that dietary supplements have a beneficial effect on the aging process. The fact of the matter is there are hundreds upon hundreds, thousands of studies that talk about the beneficial effects of nutrition and dietary supplementation. Now, I should tell you, in an ideal world, we would get all the food, all the nutrients that we needed from the foods that we ate. But, my friends, we do not live in an ideal world. Our food is corrupted from the soil on upwards. The soils are devoid of nutrients. The food processing takes place that further degrades nutrients. On top of all of that, who has the time to eat correctly anyway? If you had the time to eat correctly, and by eating correctly, I mean getting all the nutrients that you needed for your good health from the foods that you eat or foods that you ate, you'd have to ingest thousands of calories to do it. Americans are spending $6 billion a year on dietary supplements, and the fact is that they work. Now, it's true that dietary supplements require a certain strategy. You cannot just willy-nilly pop pills and expect to get better. I agree with that. The fact is, though, if you do it correctly, you can notice dramatic improvements in the health of your body, in the health of your skin, in the health of your heart, in your ability to think, in your energy levels, in your immunity. If you have a degenerative disease or an inflammatory disease like arthritis, you will notice improvements in arthritis as well. And you need look no further than your local Longevity rep to find the evidence of this. That's the reason why we have companies like Longevity around. That's the reason why people are so happy with their Longevity products. My friends, they work. There's no getting around it. The fact of the matter is, and I'm a nutritionist telling you this, or a pharmacist as well telling you this, it's not possible to get better from an inflammatory disease by taking a prescription drug. You can alleviate symptoms perhaps, but you cannot take care of the disease state. And conversely, disease states and inflammatory and degenerative diseases are caused many times, if not most times, by nutritional deficiencies. It's just common sense. Now, you have to do this wisely. You have to get yourself on a well-rounded nutritional protocol, a well-rounded nutritional program. It's one of the reasons why I like the Longevity system so well. It provides you with a well-rounded rounded program. You can't just take vitamin E, or you can't just take glucosamine, or you can't just take vitamin A or vitamin C and expect to get the beneficial results. And most of these studies, especially the ones that are quoted here in this article by CNN.com, are based on one particular nutrient. For example, as evidence of no scientific evidence diet supplements slow aging, CNN quotes, for example, one study on vitamin E. Says in a massive study 2 years ago, nearly 40,000 women, the famed Women's Health Initiative found that taking vitamin E supplements did nothing to improve cardiovascular health or prevent cancer. Folks, that is laughable. That's a joke. That's a joke, and a bad joke at that. First of all, how much vitamin E did they take? Second of all, what did they take with their vitamin E? Third of all, what kind of vitamin E supplements were there? Fourth of all, how sick were these people? How dare CNN.com publish an article and use something like this Women's Health Initiative of 40,000 women as evidence that dietary supplements do nothing to slow aging. A second proof that no scientific evidence dietary supplements slow aging is the study quoted that the popular memory aid Ginkgo biloba didn't help 230 people over 60 who were tested by Williams College researchers in a 2002 study. Excuse me? First of all, is ginkgo biloba a nutritional supplement? I don't think so. Second of all, 230 people over 60 didn't have their memory improved by taking ginkgo biloba? How much ginkgo biloba were they taking? What kind of ginkgo biloba was it? Is ginkgo biloba even a nutritional supplement? And then their third piece of documented evidence is coenzyme Q10. Oh, this one's a real joke. According to the website of the National Cancer Institute, coenzyme Q10 has not been carefully tested to see if it's safe and effective. And this is their evidence that there's no scientific proof dietary supplements slow aging? First of all, if I was the National Cancer Institute, I wouldn't be allowing myself to be quoted, period. What has the National Cancer Institute done to help people suffering from cancer? Cancer has become an epidemic ever since the National Cancer Institute was formed in the 40s or 1950s. Fact of the matter is, my friends, if this is the best CNN.com can do to quote or to provide evidence that there's no scientific proof dietary supplements slow aging, I think they better re-examine their premise. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to talk more about nutrition, dietary supplementation, how you can improve your health and longevity by using the Longevity Nutritional Supplements. When we come back from break, 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're coming back after this break. Don't go away.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree, but what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think noni goose juice and give us a call. Do it now, because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. docksko.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thanks for being here. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or toll-free, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. You are going to get the straight scoop on nutrition and nutritional supplementation on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. You're going to learn about the longevity products, and if you've got questions about health, about nutrition, about dietary strategies, about prescription drugs, about herbal medicine, or about how to use the longevity line of nutritional supplements, which I take and which I recommend, now's your chance to give us a shout at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'll be sitting in for the next 45, 50 minutes or so with my good buddy, Doug Winfrey. Greetings, Doug.
It is great to have you on once again. I was thinking about what you were talking about during the monologue, and something I didn't hear you talk about is, what did they do during these studies to ensure that these supplements were actually being absorbed into the body?
Good point. Very good point. I'm sure they weren't doing anything. Not to mention there's the lousy little studies anyway, but that's a very good point. And also, like I'm talking about the vitamin E. What kind of vitamin E were they taking? What kind of ginkgo biloba were they taking? There's all kinds of questions to ask. You know the three worst places to get health information, Doug? What are the three worst places to get health information?
Your doctor's office.
Top of the list.
The hospital.
Well, that's the medical community in general.
Yeah.
And then number two?
The media.
Number three?
The baseball stadium.
No, the government.
Oh, the government.
Those are the three worst places to get information. First of all, your doctor, because your doctor, usually doctors don't do research. Usually they don't stay on top of all the literature. Usually they get their information either from salespeople who are selling prescription drugs. And by the way, remind me to tell you the funniest prescription drug that I've heard in a long time that just came to my attention yesterday. They just get their, they repeat information they heard in medical school. And there's a few doctors, in fairness to the medical community, every once in a while you'll find a doctor who stays on top of the research, but it is rare. And then, the media, because the media is not, set up for health information. They're not set up to keep us healthy. They're set up to sell newspapers or to get you to read their website or to provide advertising. And they're not necessarily interested in our good health. And third of all, the government. Why? The government is set up to protect the interests of business, not to protect the interests of individual people. If we're interested in taking care of our health, we got to participate in our health and get information from shows like this by reading books and reading journals ourselves, participating in our own health. Yesterday, I came across a really funny prescription drug. I got to tell you this. I had a gal call me up and she said, "Ben, you're going to be so proud of me. My doctor put me on Omacor." I think it was called Omacor. Have you heard of this?
No.
You know what it is?
Omacor?
Yeah, Omacor. Omacor is to lower your cholesterol. You know what it is? It's omega-3 fats.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They're marketing it as a drug.
As a prescription drug.
I guess they know their market because people often will take a drug when they won't take supplements.
Well, isn't that interesting, though? Now the drug companies are actually getting on board to such a degree that they're marketing omega-3 fats from fish. The very same stuff that you get in Youngevity's Ultimate EFAs as a prescription drug. Now, the fact of the matter is it's a pretty lame form of omega-3 fats. You only get a very small amount of omega-3 fats in these capsules. But I got to tell you, that was one of the funniest new prescription drugs I've heard about in a long time.
Yeah, that is good.
Omega-3 fats as a prescription drug.
And, you know,
drug.
You're talking about how the government is in place to protect a big business. And just a good example of that is a story, and that was a federal court upheld or did not hold up a lawsuit that where they were trying to get the FDA to deem that mercury that's used in dental fillings as a toxic substance and to get them to, you know, say that they shouldn't use it any longer. And the federal court said, oh, no, 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 it's not
no
toxic.
Proof?
No proof, yeah.
Is that right?
There you go.
There's no proof that there's any harm in mercury.
Yeah, no right. proof that there's any harm in these mercury fillings. But, you know, like 50% of it is mercury. The rest is made up of silver, tin, and copper. So you know that at some juncture it's going to start to break down and off gas.
Well, you know, that reminds me of Bill Clinton in a way. Remember Bill Clinton's famous quote?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That depends on what your definition of is is.
Yeah, I think that's what this the
that kind of like, that depends on what your definition of proof is.
Or your definition of what toxic is.
I guess. It all depends on definitions. The fact of the matter is, I don't want any mercury in my mouth. And I do have a little bit of mercury in my mouth, actually. Although I'm gradually getting the stuff taken out. There's a famous dentist who lives in my neck of the woods out here, Hal Huggins. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I have. In fact, I've heard Dr. Wallach actually recommend that people go to him before when they're wanting, because that's another thing, that's a whole different topic almost, is that if you don't get them removed properly, you can actually
right.
run the risk of getting mercury poisoning.
And there's some great nutritional supplements, by the way, that can protect you from some of the toxic effects of mercury. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. Have you heard about some local jurisdictions banning fluoride, by the way? That's another interesting
thing. Yeah, that'd be good if we could do that nationwide.
We'll talk about that when we come back from break. Pharmacist Ben here, along with Doug Winfrey. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552 toll free. Give us a shout. We're coming back right after this on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program on the ZBS Radio Network.
Judy DeVilbiss here. I just thought about something that I think I should talk about again and again and again. Old-fashioned CM cream. Listen, it's fantastic. And along with the CM cream, I want you to think about the CM capsules. The reason I want to do this again is because people seem to forget. I met with someone last night, and right away they had some kind of problem, and they were saying, you know, what could I use? And I said, wow, what about the CM cream? What about the CM Plus? It's wonderful. If you fall, if you get the achy joints, the achy muscles, you absolutely must take 3CM Plus capsules every single day. And I do three times a day when I have a flare-up. And don't forget, while you're doing that, rub the CM cream on. It's good for everything. It'll help you get your shingle scars to go away. It'll absolutely make your joints feel a lot better when you have a flare-up. And if you have a fall, this is the answer.
For more information on this product, call your local Longevity associate today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, here, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today, taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Before we went to break, Doug, we were talking about mercury fillings, and you raised a very interesting point. If you're out there and you're interested in having your mercury fillings removed, and it's not a bad idea to do that. Certainly don't want to have any more mercury fillings put in your mouth. But some of the old fillings that have mercury in them, a lot of dentists are now taking them out. You raise a really interesting point, Doug. It is a problem sometimes when you remove that mercury, because you can actually release mercury into the blood during the dental procedure. So if that's the case, there are nutritional supplements you can actually take that can chelate mercury, magnetically attract mercury and pull it out of your blood. One of the best chelating agents, in fact, this is the main chelating agent, the main magnetic, and when you think of chelation, I should just digress for a second. Chelation is a process that magnetically attracts heavy metals and minerals out of the body, and you can have chelation done through the blood, intravenous chelation, or you can have chelation done orally. You can actually take oral supplements that will act as chelating agents. Now, if you go to some naturopathic physicians or even some medical doctors, they'll give you something called EDTA. Have you ever heard of EDTA? I'm sure you have, Doug.
Yeah.
EDTA is the main chelating agent. But do you know, you can actually take EDTA orally as a chelating agent. EDTA is a well-known, safe, non-toxic agent that magnetically attracts minerals, heavy metals, and allows them to come out of your body. Do you know what EDTA stands for?
I used to know, and right off the spur of the moment, I can't remember.
It's a big old chemical word, but ethylene, diamine, tetraacetic acid.
And right on the tip of my tongue.
There you go. Ethylene, diamine, tetraacetic acid has an ability to magnetically attract heavy metals, and these heavy metals then are excreted out of your body. You can take EDTA orally. And you don't necessarily need to take it intravenously. By the way, I should tell you, the American Medical Association is not thrilled about EDTA. Needless to say, that we don't necessarily believe in everything the American Medical Association tells us. So your doctor may not be fond of EDTA, but the fact is that there's numerous clinical trials that talk about EDTA and its effectiveness. You can take it orally. There are also nutritional supplements that can act as chelating agents. One of the best is selenium. And Dr. Wallach's been talking about selenium for many years. And one of the reasons selenium is so important is that it can actually act as a chelating agent. So can probiotics, good bacteria. And we don't talk anywhere nearly enough about the importance of good bacteria, the power of good bacteria for helping with overall health. We talk about it for digestive health, but it can help with your immune system, it can help you make vitamins, and it can also act as a chelating agent. The herb cilantro can act as a chelating agent. I know a lot of folks don't like cilantro. It has a characteristic taste, but as a medicine, it has some interesting chelating properties. And then finally, a nutritional supplement called NAC, which stands for N-acetylcysteine, can also act as a chelating agent. So if you are contemplating having mercury removed, you may want to consider making sure that you've got some chelating agents in your system to help protect you against that mercury. Even if you don't want to have your mercury fillings removed, taking in chelating agents like probiotics and N-acetylcysteine can protect you against any mercury that may leak out of these fillings that are already in your mouth. Yet another reason why it's important to supplement your diet with a good nutritional supplement program. Okay, we got a full board. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. If you'd like to give us a shout, wait for somebody to drop off and give us a call at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. If you're on the phone, stay there. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. We'll take a time out, and we will be back with more good health information. Don't go away.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up.
With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. We're going to take your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We were talking before we went to break about some ways of protecting against mercury toxicity. We mentioned chelating agents. I did say selenium was a chelating agent. I didn't see selenium is very important for improving mercury toxicity, but not because it's a chelating agent necessarily. Selenium actually facilitates the function of the body's primary detoxifying enzyme system, the glutathione system. So if you are worried about mercury, it's very important to take selenium, but not necessarily because it's going to magnetically attract the mercury, but because of how it facilitates the function of the body's main detoxifying system. Also, sulfur is another extremely important nutrient when it comes to detoxification of anything. Sulfur is very important for liver function, but sulfur is also very important for facilitating mercury elimination. Sulfur actually can bind to mercury via a certain enzyme system, and that can improve detoxification. So MSM, which is a wonderful source of sulfur, you get MSM from the Youngevity supplements, is another wonderful way to protect yourself from mercury toxicity. The bottom line is nutritional supplementation is the key towards your good health in a lot of different ways, especially when it comes to helping eliminate heavy metals out of your system. Okay, so I think it may be time to take our first phone call. If you'd like to give us a shout, we do have a full board, but as soon as you hear someone drop off, give us a call at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, and I think we should take our first phone call, Doug.
I think we should go to Bella Vista, Arkansas, and talk to Walt. Walt, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
What's up, Walter?
Well, I had a question.
Yes, sir.
Some time back, I was taking quite a bit of colloidal silver.
Okay.
And I was overtaking it. I'm sure of that.
How can you tell?
Well, it turned my skin, you know, my face, kind of a blue cast.
Okay, that can happen. You have to take a lot of it, though. How much were you taking?
Quite a bit.
Like what? Like tablespoons a day?
No, probably a pint a day.
Oh, pint a day?
Yeah.
Did you confuse it with your Jack Daniels or something?
No.
No? A pint a day, that's a lot. What were you trying to do?
A series of getting colds and pneumonia every year, you know.
That's a lot. That's interesting. Well, I'll tell you, we're talking about eliminating heavy metals. Have you talked to your primary care physician or naturopath about EDTA? Are you familiar with
EDTA? No, but they don't, you know, they say, well, I've heard of that, you know.
That might be something to think about. EDTA is very effective for removing heavy metals out of the system. Now, colloidal silver is not exactly a heavy metal. It's a colloidal metal, but it may help. That might be something for you to think about. Also, it's interesting that you call with that question because we've been talking about eliminating mercury, and eliminating colloidal silver is not quite the same thing, especially if it's already deposited in your tissues, but chelating it, magnetically attracting it out of your system might be one of the most important strategies for you. And that would be the way I would approach it. All the chelating agents we talked about, EDTA is probably the most powerful one. But also, we mentioned probiotics, which can have a chelating property. Also, sulfur might be important for you in the form of MSM. Vitamin C is also a chelating agent. We didn't talk about that. Vitamin C can help mobilize mercury out of its intracellular storage forms. It may do the same thing for you with silver. So that might be something to think about. Also, you know, an interesting thing is the Navy actually uses chlorella to help detoxify some radiation deposits, heavy metal radioactive deposits that can deposit in sailors' skins when they're around radioactive poisoning, especially after they drop an A-bomb on some island somewhere. The Navy will actually use chlorella and algae, so that might be something that you want to think about as well, using algae or seaweed kinds of products. One of the reasons that seaweed is helpful for chelating is that it has metals in it that can actually replace some of those toxic metals that can deposit in your skin. So that might be something for you to think about as well, using chlorella. Also, we mentioned cilantro. That might be another strategy for you too. Good luck with that, Walter. Thanks for calling from Arkansas. And we're going to come back after this break and take some more calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're coming back on the ZBS Radio Network later.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better, 831-429-2244. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach and taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're going to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements, how to use the longevity line of nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity. If you've got questions about nutrition, diet, or prescription drugs, or anything else that's health-related, we're here to help you out. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Who's next? Douglas?
Let's jump over to Rogers, Arkansas, and Wilson. You're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Wilson.
Yes, sir.
We're popular in Arkansas.
I'm just 15 miles from Walt, but I'm not turning blue. Oh, goodness.
Don't be drinking a pint a day unless it's Jack Daniels. Don't be drinking.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Listen, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. My wife just finished 8 treatments of chemo for lymphoma.
Okay.
We're taking the Pig Pack Plus.
Okay.
Some vitamin C, the Killerbiotic, selenium, and also some echinacea. She found that. They did a CT scan 3 weeks ago, and it showed a blood clot in her lung.
Okay.
And the doctor prescribed, and she is taking Coumadin as a blood thinner.
Okay.
And they increased it this week. She went from 1.4 to 1.8. They went up to 3. They recommended no lettuce, no spinach, no broccoli, too much vitamin K.
I hate when they say that, I'll tell you.
Well, I do, too. Are we doing anything wrong?
Well, I'll tell you what you want to do. There's a couple strategies for you. First of all, I'm not going to contradict what your doctor's saying because he's following you closely, and I'm just on the radio here and on the telephone, and I can't give you the same kind of personal advice that they can. However, what you want to suggest to your doctor is, because of the importance of these green leafy vegetables for health, suggest your doctor that maybe they adjust the dose of your prescription drugs, maybe they adjust the dose of that according to a certain amount of vegetables that you take. In other words, tell them, we want to eat broccoli, we want to eat lettuce. Can you adjust our dose accordingly? That's first of all. Second of all, suggest to your doctor that there are natural blood thinners. Vitamin E is a natural blood thinner. Omega-3 fatty acids, especially, are a natural blood thinner. So suggest to your doctor that maybe we can take some natural blood thinners, maybe we can eat our vegetables, our broccoli, and the reason is these vegetables contain vitamin K, which has a coagulating or clotting effect. Maybe we can eat our vegetables, and maybe we can take our omega-3 fats, and maybe we can take our vitamin E, which are important for a whole slew of health reasons, and maybe we can adjust the dose of our poison, I mean our prescription drugs, accordingly. Okay?
Do
you follow what I'm saying?
I sure do.
So see if you can get on the appropriate nutrients and have the doctor adjust the doses accordingly.
Okay.
And that's a suggestion for him that you want to make to him. Secondly, it's very important that you get enough antioxidant nutrients. Vitamin E is a great one. So is vitamin C, and so is selenium, and so is zinc. These are wonderful ways of protecting your body against the formation of cancers in terms of antioxidation. And in this regard, vegetables are absolutely vital. Wonderfully anti-cancer and pro-immunity. They help support your liver. So get your antioxidant nutrients and then suggest to your doctor that they adjust the dose accordingly so that you can take your vitamin E, so that you can take your omega-3 fats, and so that you can get your green leafy vegetables, especially these what we call the cruciferous ones, which are broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, those kinds of vegetables, which are very high in vitamin K, which is the reason why the doctors don't want you to take that. Okay, that would be my suggestion to you.
At the same time, will they probably increase her dose of that?
Well, they may have to increase the dose to balance it out, but at least you'll be getting the benefits, the wonderful health benefits, the wonderful anti-cancer benefits of these powerful nutrients and vegetables.
Right.
So they may end up doing that. That's why you want to let your doctor know what you're doing, but at least you're going to get the benefits. And the benefits in these of the pigments and the phytonutrients and broccoli for fighting cancer are absolutely mind-blowing. Wonderful nutrients in there. It's too bad that they're telling you not to take them. So they may have to adjust your dose accordingly, adjust it upwards, but at least you'll get the benefits of those nutrients.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir, and good luck. Good luck to you. Yeah, Doug, that's one of the things that just torques me no end. I'm telling you, when a doctor actually has the nerve to tell a patient not to eat green leafy vegetables, what's up with that? What's up with that?
He missed the 2 weeks of diet that they get in their schooling in the 7 years they're there. They get 2 weeks on diet and nutrition.
Man, I don't know if we have any doctors listening. If there are any doctors listening, will you call us up and let me know, why do you do that? Why do you tell people not to take their green leafy vegetables because they'll interfere with the dose of your poison?
They might interfere with the drugs. Come on, Ben.
Oh, man. 831-685-1080, 888-379-2552 if you want to chime in. We want to hear from you. Let's see if we can squeeze a phone call in, Doug, before we go to
All right. Let's head to Fort Rucker, Alabama. And, Elissa, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hi.
Hey there.
I am calling because I have a four-year-old who was diagnosed about 6 months ago with juvenile dermatomyositis, and we've been monitoring her up to this time, but now she's starting to show signs of muscle deterioration, so we're going to have to start treating her. The normal treatment is prednisone and methotrexate for 2 years.
How old is she?
She's four.
Okay, and antibody? Do they do antibody tests?
They did a whole gamut of tests. Every 2 months they do blood work, and three different doctors diagnosed her with the same thing. So, okay.
Is it degenerating, in other words?
Yes, yeah, her muscles are starting to degenerate. So instead of monitoring now, we have to go to the next phase, which is treatment, and that's the prednisone and methotrexate for 2 years.
I'll tell you, for any digestive issues?
No, not yet.
Is she on milk or any kind of allergy-inducing foods?
Well, the only time she drinks milk is like in her cereal.
I'll tell you, anytime you have a degenerative issue like that, it's really tough because you do want to control it. Prednisone and methotrexate are especially hard drugs, especially for a little kid. But at the same time, if she's really in that kind of, she's in a severe degenerative state, I can't really tell you not to take those drugs. However, what I can tell you is, usually there's something that's getting into her system inappropriately, and usually it's coming in through the digestive tract. So you may want to start to work with her digestive system by eliminating potential allergy-inducing foods. And the biggest problems are dairy of all kinds. That means butter, and that means milk, and that means ice cream, and cheese, all those kinds of foods. It can mean grains, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and of course grains and flour are almost everywhere. It can mean soy, and soy, again, is ubiquitous. It's found all over the place. Sometimes eggs, sometimes nuts and peanuts can be a problem as well. So those are the things I would be directing my attention towards, eliminating those, maybe putting her on just a vegetable diet for a while, just straight veggies, and then maybe some essential fatty acids from the Longevity line, the Ultimate EFAs, if she can take capsules. If not, you can pinch open or stick a pin and squirt out some of that capsule and put it in with some vegetable juice of some kind, giving her unprocessed a diet as possible. Throwing in the essential fatty acids and making sure she's getting enough protein as well. I would suspect something's getting into her system inappropriately that's triggering her immune system. I'm not going to tell you not to take those drugs because as toxic as they are and as hard as they are, and let me tell you, prednisone and methotrexate are two of the most toxic drugs that are out there. I can't tell you not to take them because your doctor is following your baby's case closely, a lot closer than I am. But I can tell you that it might be a good idea to try to clean up whatever is assaulting her immune system, and chances are that's coming in through the diet. You may notice a dramatic improvement just by doing that. So sticking with vegetables, making sure she's getting enough essential fats in the form of the Ultimate EFA plus E, and then making sure she's getting enough quality protein, perhaps the Nature's Way might be a good place to start. And I would be avoiding soy as much as I can. Actually, I think the Nature's Way does have a little soy in it, so you may want to go to what's the other one called, Douglas, help me, the Biolumin, Biolumin Nightly Essence or the Biolumin Living Essence, which don't have soy in them. Soy can be a problem in terms of food allergies. So cleaning up her diet would be the direction that I would take. Okay, ma'am?
Okay, and I was going to ask you, too, since we're going that direction, she has to get her vaccines before we can treat her, and that will be 3 months. So I'll work on the dairy in that 3 months. But how can I build up her immunity in that 3 months?
Building up her immunity is going to be, number one, removing anything that is compromising her immunity. That's what we just talked about. In terms of strengthening her immunity, probiotics are extremely important, especially for little kids. Probiotics are very important for strengthening the immune system. Selenium, sulfur, and, of course, good old vitamin C, all extremely important. And, by the way, sugar is the biggest bad guy going when it comes to immune compromising. And everybody, especially little kids, are doing too much sugar. Fruit juice counts as sugar, by the way. So eliminating sugar is a huge, huge plus when it comes to helping improve the immune system. Okay, got to take a break. Thanks so much for calling. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552. Toll free, you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network, and we're coming back right after this break.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Youngevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around and, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all. If you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call because we want to talk to you about those things because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMag.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here. Sitting in for Dr. Wallach today, 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Toll free, got a few more minutes to talk to you. Let's see who's next on the line, Doug.
Let's head to my old stomping grounds, Kansas City, Missouri, and Jeff, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hi, Pharmacist Ben.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
I just thought I'd talk a few minutes about how the FDA is again trying to restrict or ban herbs, minerals, vitamins.
Right. You're right, they are. And I'll tell you what, it's only a matter of time, really, unless we do something. What did you have to contribute?
The Natural Solutions Foundation has a petition that everybody can sign.
Okay. How do people get to it?
It's at healthfreedomusa.org.
Thank you for that. Healthfreedomusa.org. Now, what is this? Tell me a little bit about this foundation.
Okay, they're opposing Codex Alimentarius at a global level.
For our listeners, Codex Alimentarius is a worldwide organization that's set up to regulate everything, not just vitamins, by the way. They're set up to regulate everything that's manufactured. Basically, everything you use in your life is going to be regulated by Codex. But for our interest here on this radio program, it involves our health because they're trying to regulate our vitamins and our minerals, and they're well on their way to doing just that. So thank you for sharing that. Tell me again one more time the website, sir.
It's healthfreedomusa.org.
Great. Thank you so much. Healthfreedomusa.org. Thanks for sharing that, Walt. And that is a very good point. Douglas, we don't talk about that anywhere near enough. But it's on the way. Unless we do something about it, it is on the way. Our ability to take our nutritional supplements, it's going to be going the way of the horse and buggy here real soon if we don't step up and do something about it. And I hope our listeners are really paying attention to this, because you have no idea how important nutritional supplements are if you don't take them. And if you do take them, you know good and well you don't want anybody restricting your ability to take the longevity supplements or any other supplements that you may be on. It is our right to be able to use nutrients as we need. Nutrients are nothing more than the active ingredients in food. And if you're not going to regulate food, then you have no business regulating nutritional supplements. And that's my position, and that's our position as well on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Okay. Do we have time to take another call, Douglas?
We're just about out of time here.
Okay, that's
it. A couple of minutes left here in the hour.
Okay, well, then let's just finish up.
You know, what you're talking about, the Codex Alimentarius, is just another indication that, you know, Big Brother is alive and well in the world.
Well, the thing is, Big Brother can only do his work if we don't pay attention.
Yeah.
If we're paying attention and we're participating in everything, in our whole lives, you know, that whole thing with... you know, this isn't really necessarily have to do with health, but the whole thing with this Don Imus thing, how you got people now wanting to regulate free speech because of what somebody may say on the radio. The government has to step in and regulate what people are saying on the radio. We have to learn that we don't need a mommy and daddy in the form of Big Brother in Washington to take care of us and take care of our health and to take care of our feelings. We have to learn to take care of ourselves. When it comes to our health, it's high time that we start to participate in how our health care system works. It's high time we started to participate in our own health. That means listening to this program. That means listening to other programs that involve nutrition and involve good health. That means reading journals. That means reading newsletters. That means something as simple as just listening to our bodies, just paying attention to how we feel. All of these can go a long way towards helping us really stay healthy, not patching up a leaky boat, but really floating on a beautiful, luxurious ocean liner cruiser that our bodies are. Our bodies heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. They don't need prescription drugs to do their work. They need the raw materials in the form of nutritional supplements. They need good dietary strategies. And, of course, they need regular exercise. It's as simple as that. Put some exercise into your life. Make sure you're doing your nutrients, your vitamins, your minerals, your proteins, your fats. And make sure that you've got good dietary strategies. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You've been listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Hopefully you learned something. That's what we're here for, to help you understand the world of nutrition. And that's it for now. For Dr. Wallach, for Doug Winfrey, for all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.